Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." What are the characteristics of the meek? Number one, they are those who have no confidence in the flesh. Number two, they believe that vengeance belongs to the Lord. They are assured that God is able to handle every situation and will bring forth the judgment that is appropriate in time and scope. The meek understand that justice delayed is not justice forgotten. Number three, they don't have axes to grind or points to prove. The word of the Lord is sufficient to the meek. They have no need to impress men or walk in a way that is pleasing to the world. Why does the world hate the meek? Because they are not in conformity to that which the flesh deems proper. Darkness hates the light, so the world despises the way of the meek. What shall be the end of the meek? The scriptures tell us they shall inherit the earth. They shall eat and be satisfied. They shall be guided in judgment and taught the way of the Lord. They shall be blessed with abundance of peace. God shall save them all. They shall be lifted up while the wicked are cast down. They shall find an increase of their joy in the Lord. They shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. They shall find rest unto their souls. Will you walk in the weakness of the flesh, which shall surely fail? Or will you rise up with wings of eagles and soar in the triumph that belongs only to the meek? The triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is for a moment. To him that cometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Jesus Christ walked in meekness, and no man has ever exceeded his strength and power. Do you desire to be like him? He alone can bestow meekness upon his sheep.
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.